Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pardoning his son Hunter on gun possession and tax evasion charges. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce with reaction.
President Biden clearly did not want to leave his son's fate in the hands of Trump's Justice Department. Now, in a statement and a post, Trump says the pardon is the abuse and miscarriage of justice here, while in a statement, his spokesman argues the president's move underscores Trump's claims that the Justice Department has been weaponized, saying, quote, that must be fixed, and saying that is what Trump intends to do when he returns to the White House.
Hunter Biden was to have been sentenced in a few days. President-elect Trump tapping longtime loyalist and friend Kash Patel to run the FBI. The president-elect has made it clear he plans to fire current director Christopher Wray, who still has 3 years left on his 10-year term. Winter storm warnings across the nation today. Heavy snow falling in places like Syracuse, New York, and Erie, Pennsylvania. The upper Midwest expected to get socked with freezing temperatures. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is now vying to lead it on the national scale. Ben Wickler announced he's running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's been the chair of WisDems for 5 years. In that time, he's raised more than $200 million, believed to be the most of any chair of a state party. He faces a crowded competition, which includes the head of Minnesota Democrats, a former Maryland governor, and a New York state senator. Meanwhile, crime victims in Dane County would have more access to information about their offenders under a new proposal. Two county supervisors have introduced a resolution to partner with a company called Victim Notification and Information Every Day. People will be able to log on to one system to see updates on their court case, status of their offender, like whether they're in custody and where, and resources. Deputies already give victims this information directly. They get it from an automated system, and then they have to pass it along to the victims. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says through this system, victims wouldn't have to rely on law enforcement for updates. Instead, they'd have all that information at their fingertips and would get automatic alerts. The program would cost about $300,000. This year, 3,000 people across Dane County were signed up for victim notifications. And a federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District, joining a growing number of districts statewide facing filings because advocates say their policies harm queer students. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and GSAFE made the filing. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights claims the changes create a hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students.
This is the sixth complaint that's been filed across Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Surf Forum. The Bucks have won six in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor. Volunteer with a local organization or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
So apparently, the people who voted for the I Will Protect Women Whether They Like It or Not, Childless Women Should Have No Rights, Puerto Rico is Trash Island, and Haitians Will Eat Your Pets gang are the real victims, despite their guy winning the election. In fact, they are now the modern day equivalent of Rosa Parks, we're told by a white comedian. Civil rights heroes, the lot of them. And the rest of us, among the 73 million Americans who voted not to have fascism, autocracy, mass deportation, internment camps, and economy crushing tariffs, are the bad guys, the segregationists of our time. If we, hold on, let me check my notes. Ah, yes. Don't want to have turkey dinner with the people screaming, your body, my choice.
Thank you, Joy Reid. Talking to you, Bill Maher. Okay. See, just support the democracy warriors that do not bend the knee to Trump on MSNBC. Yep. Go on, Joy. There's more.
So there is this strong dual energy among MAGA people and their apologists. And it actually fits quite neatly with the history of America. It's equal parts bully energy, where they want to relentlessly troll liberals and lash out at minorities, and victim energy, where those same liberals are supposed to take the trolling quietly and also pity the trolls. It's the eternal victimhood of the conservative. We need to constantly coddle, study, and understand them. No one, not the media, the big thinkers, definitely not the comedians, are required to try to understand liberals and progressives. No, no. We must seek to understand those on the right, what they really meant by their votes, what they want, what they need.
Thank you, Joy. Go on. She's not done. Mm-mm.
We are the constant handmaidens and wet nurses who are required to baby them, understand Preach. Them, and serve them dinner.
Preach.
And if we want just a mental health break from their conspiracy theories and complaints about trans people in the bathroom and on the soccer field and in the schools reading to kids at the library and apparently hiding under their beds, we are the ones in the wrong. In short, our dinner, their choice. It's yep. the same energy their forefathers had toward the indigenous tribes. Hey, let's have Thanksgiving dinner on the land we stole from you. But before we pack you off to the reservation and snuff out your culture, could you please pass the corn on the cob?
Mm-hmm. And here she goes.
Here's an alternative.
Put it in the barn.
Make your own dinner, MAGA. Make your own sandwiches. Wipe your own tears. Troll amongst yourself with Elon and leave us alone. You got your heart's desire, the president you dreamed of and worship instead of Jesus. And this time, you didn't even have to storm the Capitol, smash the windows, or try to kill police officers or issue death threats to poll workers. See? You did it just by voting this time. Congrats. You got your way. Mm-hmm. And he even got away with breaking the law. Yay. But if you expect the 73 million who voted for the prosecutor, not the felon, and particularly the 92% of black women who voted for Kamala to give you a cookie for your vote, a trophy, a hug, a high five, you might be asking too much. If we want to eat with you, we will. But if we just want some peace over the holidays and we don't want to put up with your trolling while we eat our tofurkey, get over it. Stop acting like we owe you. And for God's sakes, stop whining. It's embarrassing.
Go on. Joy. Yeah. Thank you. Michelle Baker tweets, evil is the desire to hurt and oppress countless others simply based on greed, blind discrimination, and or the lust for power. Today's Russian-funded Republican Party is the essence of evil. This is all they stand for. If you don't see that, it's because you don't want to. No. No quarter. No quarter for these people, I say. Now it's time for another episode of Steffi's American Book Club.
Uh-oh. Oh, you read something?
Right? Listen, if Americans read enough, you know who wouldn't be back in the you-know-where. I just love this. We'll have to link to this. D. Earl Stevens wrote this. Mm-hmm. To your point, Chris, starting out in the show, too many Democrats need to hear this truth bomb. In the wake of this terrible election, I will not be part of this self-loathing and whining by too many in the Democratic leadership in this country right now as they try to convince people like me, a high school dropout, that I'm some kind of college-educated elite who doesn't understand what the majority of the hardworking white voters want in this country. They can save it. Look, if these complete morons on the right want to vote against their self-interest and America, they are beyond help, and I will all I will do is keep working my ass off to make sure people understand this. What we have is a failure to communicate on the left, but much more on that in a minute. I will not take a scintilla of blame for supporting the smart, qualified, career public servant who understands the dangers of unchecked racism and fascism and was part of an administration that inherited a dumpster fire from the son of a bitch who attacked us and provided 16 million jobs to the American people. Okay, I gotta read the whole thing. Skipping down, these whiny white people are angry because they've decided to plant their asses in place and expect everyone to meet them where they are and see things their way. To Joy's point that we just played, they want to be coddled and held just like the babies they are. They don't want to make America better. They want to make everyone else's lives worse. All they are is angry. They finally found a lewd, racist con man who can put a megaphone to their tantrums and deal the rest of America plenty of pain. He has no damn answers for them or us. Zero. He gives tax breaks to billionaires and multimillionaires who supported his crooked run for office and writes love letters to the dictators who have infiltrated our political system and completely jammed its gears to help him get elected. So go ahead, keep reading this wrong, you inside the beltway morons, but don't expect me to listen to it. What we have right now is a massive messaging problem. From the minute the Biden administration took power, it worked like hell to tackle a global crisis that was exacerbated by the previous administration. I mean, holy, even infrastructure got done. Do you know who has benefited most from that? White people. If that didn't resonate, it's not because it didn't happen. It's because too many people didn't know about it. They aren't interested in real news. They're interested in propaganda that makes them feel good about themselves in America, which never existed. It's all over their radio stations, in their churches. It's on the internet, and their TVs, even in the newspapers. Conservative billionaires have bought up in increasing numbers. There is nothing comparable to this information machine on the left. And as I wrote this weekend, that needs to be addressed, but quick. Thank you. Until this gets fixed, we are done, and we don't have long because fascism is here and spreading through the countryside like wildfire, taking root in places like those damn farms. What you most certainly need to hear is this. We will end you if you don't have the self-decency and fight to scream long and hard for all the good things Democrats and the left have done for America and what little people you want to appease on the right have done for us. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm telling you, it is not a mystery why, you know, as I keep saying, Morning Joe or whatever is lost. I mean, yeah, we're demoralized after the election and people tuned out a little bit. But also just it's the beating up on Democrats, right, starting with Joe Biden, yep, that people didn't like. Right. They stand by their crook no matter what. Mm-hmm. That, how do you think he eked back in by 1.5 points? Right. So it's just,
we do need to find a way to fight MAGA, though, because they did win. So we need something.
Yes. Well, I mean, to his point, is what I keep saying from day one. It's disinformation. Right. It is.
We need to figure out how to fight that disinformation, then.
You know, we need the United States and Mark Elias. That's what we need,
sir.
Yeah,
we do.
Still fighting the good fight. He said this is a persistent problem with legacy media that will become more glaring as Trump does increasingly outrageous things. It is one reason we are seeing viewers and readers abandon them in such large numbers. Thank you. Oliver Darcy said it seems most in the press are either unwilling or unable to call out the extremist nature of Trump's appointments using plain language, whether due to complacency, fear of backlash, or a misguided sense of neutrality. Mm-hmm. This is no time for cowardice.
No.
I putting his crooky father-in-law that he pardoned, right, as the ambassador of France while he's screaming about Hunter Biden getting pardoned, mm-hmm, is just the height of, okay, the gaslighting's already up to 11, and we haven't even,
We have. It's not even 2 months yet. Yeah.
No.
Not even for 2 months. It hasn't even started yet.
No.
All day.
Yeah, it's going to be this way for 4 years.
Joe Walsh, who went back to being right for a moment, said, Kash Patel, here's where we're at. Trump has declared war on this country. He's declared war on the men and women of the DOJ, the FBI, the intelligence community, the military. He's purposely picked people to destroy these agencies. This is not normal. This must not be accepted. The people in these agencies who work every day to keep America safe must either resign or fight back. The rest of us must publicly call out Trump for what he is, an enemy of this country, and be the resistance. Hello to my shirt today. Dusting off all my old resistance t-shirts. Oh, you know what one of the dandiest ways to fight back is?
What?
Why? John in Springfield, Massachusetts writes, Steph, like you and the part of the world that isn't lacking a functioning brain, I've been struggling following the fascist elect that he's returning to the White House. But instead of giving up, I've decided to fight against this Trump clown car show for the next 4 years. So to start, I'm flying down to D.C. from Massachusetts to join in the Women's March to protest Mango Mussolini on January 18th. Guess what? After I booked my trip, I remember sexy liberals are doing a show in D.C. when? Answer, January 18th.
That's right.
The same night as the march. So I went right to sexyliberal.com, bought a pair of tickets to the show. Woohoo. Now my trip has gone from awesome to super sexy awesome. Can't wait. Saw you guys in Boston. This will be my fifth show in total.
Sweet.
Now all I need to do is find a date to go with. Oh, get that sexy liberal strange, John. Get it.
Yeah.
See you next month. Fight, fight, fight. Yes, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah.
Where's Jody's fight song? I'm in the mood for all kinds of fight songs. It's here somewhere. Hold, please. Hold, please.
About it.
Oh, come on.
No, this.
All right.
My soundboard did an update that makes things hard to play.
Oh, yes. It went away on vacation? Didn't come back?
No, it's been this for a month, and I'm very mad.
All right. If I wasn't 11 billion years old, I did a 3.5-hour bike ride Saturday, and I had every intention of going to see Wicked. Did I make it up from a horizontal position after my 3.5-hour bike ride? No, I did not. But next weekend, I'm going to go. Give me 14. Oh,
I have the fight song now.
What's the most important thing in comedy?
Timing.
Fight!
Yeah. Come to D.C. Fight with
fight!
Us.
Fight!
Yeah. What? Go
fight!
On. Go on, Jody.
I ain't going down, I'm swinging.
Yeah.
Fight!
Oh.
Fight!
Don't do that.
No,
do
stop
not
it.
Do that.
Fight!
Yeah, Chris, who said do not go gentle into that good night? Rage, rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Hermie, the elf that wants to be a dentist.
No, Dylan Thomas, as quoted by Dino Badala, who was in the fight with us. Okay. Who said we are heading into dark times and you need to be your own light? Do not, the theme is light of this segment.
Okay, good to know.
Not fight, but light.
Oh, maybe we'll get to do Coming Out of the Dark, Gloria Estefan, sometime as a bump song. We are heading into dark times. You need to be your own light. Do not accept the brutality and cruelty as normal, even if it is sanctioned. Protect the vulnerable. Encourage the afraid. If you are brave, stand up for others. If you cannot be brave, and it is often hard to be brave, be kind. Who said
Little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two.
No, that's a good guess, though. Sarah Kendzior, very close.
No.
Very. Okay, where was I?
I have no idea.
Oh, Wicked. Okay, Matt is Superman, who's fantastic on the Instagrammables.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Who's it? About which number?
14.
14. Okay.
Grampy.
What? Hey, first things first. This post won't be inherently political, but it is about the film Wicked. I just saw it Thanksgiving night, and I got a hot take. Now, if you haven't seen the musical or the movie, then maybe you don't want to watch the rest of this video because it's about the plot a little bit. But I do got a hot take. First, if you worked on it, great job. I loved it. If you worked in it or on it, congratulations. I can't wait to see the second one. But here's my critique. Here's my hot take. I just wish there was something in this movie that an American audience could take away and that could resonate with an audience from the United States that we could find relatable. Because, okay, so in the film, you got this con man who kind of like runs, who runs the government.
Yeah, go on.
He runs, and he's kind of like this snake oil salesman with like no redeemable qualities or qualifications, but he's in charge, and he's deciding like what history can't get taught and what groups need to be oppressed. It's wild. And then you got this witch, right? And she's dope. She's incredible and incredibly promising, and she's the antithesis of everything he stands for, right? Like, she's all about unity and acceptance and love and progress. And because she is for these things, he villainizes her. Like, he denounces her, deems her wicked, you get it? And makes sure that, like, everybody everybody far and wide who can hear his message doesn't listen to her, doesn't support her, doesn't help her, doesn't believe in her, right? And it's just, I mean, it's wild how he got everybody to believe in him and he's worth nothing instead of believing in her who was standing for some sort of justice. And, like, I just wish there was something that we could take away from a story like that.
That was snark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our new friends at Native Path.
Yes.
Oh, I got a big, it's like Christmas came early. I got a big box of Native Path.
Nice.
Oh, very exciting. Listen, are you ready to move? I needed this weekend, boy howdy. Let me tell you what. Well, I told you 3.5 hour bike ride. Ow.
You signed up for it.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. Are you ready to move easily, independently, without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. It's good for all of that.
Yep.
Type 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen, single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring not the good kind that you play, but the other bad kind, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, I put a little in the coffee in the morning, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it.
Okay.
Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly without clumping, and you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
No, you know where to find the boys and the boobs.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in 3 levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're 7 times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use code MILLER25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to heatholders.com.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and
if
all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Down, down.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Were you making lobster claws?
I was.
All right.
I'm a pescatarian. To our point about Wicked earlier, from Wicked, the wizard, the best way to bring folks together is to give them a really good enemy. The wizard has no powers, no intellect, no empathy. His only skill is creating friction and getting people to turn against one another. Seems pretty relevant in the U.S. now as it did in Germany in 1932. We are in Germany 1932. Please act accordingly, people. Our friend David Jolly, fighting the good fight. David Jolly on MSNBC.
And what is really unsettling about it is coming off of the election, those who have tried to act responsibly feel the pain of the loss. We didn't wake up after the election and think, oh, I'm upset because I was wrong. We're upset because we know we're right, but we're on the losing side of this battle. And so what does that mean for a responsible media, for a responsible electorate, for a responsible Democratic Party in this environment? The only answer is to double down in holding Donald Trump and his allies accountable and double down on trying to present a democracy that represents all people, even in a losing environment.
But what does that mean, to double down?
It means to keep doing what you're doing.
Yep. Thank you, David. One last one.
I mean, I understand the autopsy report that you go through when you're losing. But let's not overreact to this. Again, you didn't come out of the election upset because you knew you were wrong. You knew you were right, but you lost. So don't change the fundamental values. Don't just say we're going to give equity to Donald Trump, which some people are doing. And in the Democratic Party, in media, among the electorate, they're saying, I just give up. We're going to give him equity. We're going to give him parity to traditional American values. No, that's absolutely wrong.
Thank you.
You can't do that.
Thank you. Guess who else is in the fight with us?
Who?
Nancy Sinatra.
Oh!
What are these boots made for?
Walking. Resisting.
Thank you. They're resistance boots. They're made for walking all over Mango Mussolini.
Yeah.
They're made for women's marching. She said we really need to focus on the next 4 years and the calamity we are facing is the most in job we Americans have until the pendulum swings back to sanity. And it will. It always does in our country.
If you're marching,
but it's up to us.
If you're marching, though, you should probably wear more comfortable shoes than boots.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you know what? I'm going to take responsibility for why we lost the election. I just bought my Chucks this weekend.
Oh.
I meant to buy my Chucks in solidarity with Kamala earlier, but I waited till Black Friday like the cheap bitch that I am. And also, I didn't go falconing with Bobby Kennedy.
That's the main.
So that's the other reason we lost. Are we done with the autopsy yet? Oh, by the way, speaking of which, did you see Cheryl Hines post video of RFK in the shower to promote her line of Maha branded candles, body sprays, and creams? Wow, grifters! All grifters! Every last one of them. Make America healthy again. Pardon?
Everybody's got a candle line now.
Says Mrs. Brainworm. Mrs. heroin. Dead bear cub whale head guy. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. We have Allison Gill coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The results are official. The November 5th election in Wisconsin has been certified. That means all county clerks have finished their canvassing, checking all the results to make sure they're accurate, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission has put their rubber stamp on those numbers. They show Donald Trump won the state by more than 29,000 votes. That's 0.9%. They also tell the story of Tammy Baldwin's narrow win. She eked out a victory with almost 29,000 votes. And David Prosser, a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, has died. That's according to state GOP leader Brian Schimming. Prosser was a speaker of the assembly for the GOP. In 1998, then-Governor Tommy Thompson appointed him to a vacant seat on the state's highest court. In 2011, during debate over Wisconsin's Act 10 law, Prosser allegedly put Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in a chokehold. A special prosecutor investigated, and there wasn't enough evidence to file charges, while the state's Judicial Ethics Commission couldn't act because three conservative members recused themselves. Prosser was 81 years old. And gas prices are dropping. They're now well below $3 in most of the state. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just before traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or declined slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at Gas Buddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all.
Here in Dane County, the average today is $2.83. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Face the Fats campaign.
Christopher, of course, is a Republican, appointed by a Republican, as he has said, but apparently has demonstrated too much the independence and objectivity in the job for Donald Trump, who wants much more of a personal loyalist in the position. And that's why he's gone to Cash Patel.
Do you think there are any issues inside the FBI around politicization, as many who voted for Donald Trump seem to say?
Well, undoubtedly, if you look at it historically, for example, during the COINTELPRO period, the FBI really was weaponized against Dr. King and the civil rights movement and the peace movement. There was, you know, decades of the FBI being basically used as a political instrument.
Yep, one more. Jamie Raskin went on to say,
I haven't seen what the proof is that the FBI has been weaponized against a political party or the Department of Justice. Of course, this Department of Justice has brought charges against a Democratic U.S. Senator in New Jersey, a Democratic congressman in Texas. And so some people just seem to think that it should go only in one direction. And if it doesn't, then somehow it's politicized. And I think that's what they mean when they talk about politicization in the deep state. I mean, the deep state, nobody's ever defined it. Apparently, it just means anybody who doesn't do the will of Donald Trump.
Hey, good God. Crazy eyes, Cash Patel. Yep. Mark Elias said, if you had any question whether Trump will prioritize investigating and prosecuting his political enemies, this is your answer.
Yep.
Wow, when you are a bridge too far for Bill Barr, holy crap, did you see this in his book? Bill Barr talks about thwarting Trump's attempt to make Cash Patel the deputy FBI director, an idea he says showed a shocking detachment from reality. Mm-hmm. And how much, what's John Fugelsang's joke? He's covered up more crap than cat litter. Bill Barr.
Yes.
Thank you. Olivia Troy, our friend, said Cash Patel for FBI director, always knew it would be him. His hatred for the FBI, eagerness to abuse the system and the law, as well as being Trump's ultimate bootlicker, make him the perfect pick. Pair him with Pam Bondi. You've got the dream theme for an authoritarian regime. Marie, our prosecutor in Atlanta.
Oh,
until
hey, Marie.
Fannie Willis is available. Okay. Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
So regarding Hunter Biden's pardon, ultimately, when someone is an addict, you don't save them from the consequences of their addiction, right?
Right.
In this case, he actually faced those consequences. Mm-hmm. A ridiculous prosecution, Marjorie Taylor Greene waving his pictures around all over the place, you know, the embarrassment of the situation regarding child support, you know, the trial, all of those things. He faced those consequences.
Yeah.
And so I think that Joe Biden, having given him a pardon, he earned that pardon.
Yeah, and he said, I will never take the clemency I've been given today for granted. I will devote the life I've rebuilt to helping those who are still sick and suffering. Has anyone Trump ever pardoned said that? Or they're just no, I got to go back and start criming again. Thanks. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, I honestly, Marie, you're right. They wouldn't be happy until he relapsed and killed himself or got shivved in prison. I mean, it's just this is who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to his credit, you know, he kept his sobriety.
Yeah. No, good for him. And that could not have been easy. The other one we missed. Brooklyn Dad says Donald Trump, convicted felon, appointed Charles Kushner, also a convicted felon, to be U.S. ambassador to France. What an embarrassing clown show America has become. Mm-hmm. I mean, Oh, this one, Olives for Dinner, says 3 weeks later, and I still can't get over how we didn't choose the everybody gets a puppy option and pick the diarrhea forever one instead. Mm-hmm. We have sentenced ourselves to a long, smelly four years.
I would like Olives for Dinner.
Hmm. Okay, let's go to
David. Delicious.
You better hurry before you can't afford them. Hi, David, Miami. Hello. Hi, David.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Sorry. Tim Miller, by the way, says of the Charles Kushner appointment, a nice way to blend the themes of oligarchy, banana republic, and idiocracy in one appointment.
That's right.
I have to say that was kind of a
threefer.
Is it a threefer we're calling it?
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to get to Andy McCabe real quick, also on Cash Patel.
It's a terrible development for the men and women of the FBI and also for the nation that depends on a highly functioning, professional, independent Federal Bureau of Investigation. The fact that Cash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate. So I think what we should really be thinking about right now is what does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for the FBI.
Yep, one more.
The installation, or the nomination, I guess we should say at this point, of Kash Patel as FBI director can only possibly be a plan to disrupt, to dismantle, to distract the FBI, and to possibly use it as a tool for the president's political agenda. And, you know, as an organization, we know what that looks like. This country has been there before, right? The pre-Watergate FBI, the J. Edgar Hoover FBI, struck fear in the hearts of Americans across the spectrum of politicians, people in entertainment, people in the civil rights community.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One last one.
Because the director operated at the direction of presidents to collect political intelligence and to utilize the legal authorities, the investigative authorities of the FBI to terrorize and intimidate Americans. So the question is that where we're going back to with this nomination? I would argue that Kash Patel would be the perfect person for Donald Trump to nominate if that's in fact his intent for the FBI.
Hmm. All right, his lovely and talented co-host, Allison Gill, will join us for the hour coming up in just a few minutes. Our beloved JoJo from Jersey. I'd forgotten all of the fun facts about Charles Kushner. Mm-hmm. Are you giggling?
Mm-hmm.
Such a girlish little giggle. JoJo from says Jared Kushner's father paid a prostitute to seduce his own brother-in-law, secretly recorded it, and then showed the video to his own sister for revenge and intimidation. He got caught. He admitted it. He got convicted. Trump pardoned him and today made him our next ambassador to France. The worst people on the planet are being placed in positions of tremendous influence and power. It is disgusting. And they still have the nerve to open their big yap about President Biden pardoning Hunter, who would never have been prosecuted if his name weren't Biden.
Right.
Okay. Oh, also JoJo from Jersey. She's just, she's my spirit animal this morning. Almost half the country is now being held hostage by a rapist felon because we were outvoted by the slimmest majority by lazy, stupid, sexist bigots. Thank you. John Fugelsang has a...
I've heard of him.
Oh, I tweeted a, and threaded in every place else in the universe, blue skied.
Mm-hmm.
A video, a love video popped up of me and John Fugelsang over the years and his desperate struggle for a hairstyle.
Well, as there is that, yes.
Anyway, it's a bumper sticker. A lot of you didn't Google tariffs and it shows. Okay.
It's true.
It's true.
It's very true.
Gary Kasparov, who might know a thing or
the
two
chess guy?
About whether, this is 3D chess or whether we're... says, America, this is your next 4 years or longer. Oligarchs protected by Trump accusing former public officials of the gravest crimes without evidence or even pretense to provide any. Trial by social media, which is, of course, owned by said oligarchs. Russia in the Wild West 90s. Wow. And he might know a thing or two about that.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the United States of?
Mark Elias.
Yes.
There it is.
Well, that was good. So you got that one.
I wasn't really guessing the quote.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Mark said, billionaires are bowing down. Media figures are bending a knee. Public figures want to accommodate. It is up to us to form a new opposition. We will not back down. We must not obey. Thank you, Mark. He said, Donald Trump wants you to believe he's all powerful, and if you fight back, you'll lose. He wants you to believe if you fight back, you face danger. It is time for us to build not a temporary resistance, but a long-term opposition. Viva la resistance! Mark Elias is with us. Uh-huh. Who else is with us? Lincoln Project. They say just because we lost an election doesn't mean we were wrong. We are still in this fight together. Together! Oui, oui. Who else is in the resistance? Scott Dworkin says we must all refuse to bow down to this wannabe dictator. We must never succumb to fear or hatred. Not today, not tomorrow. Never. We
never
shall
surrender.
Fight them. We shall never, ever surrender.
That, no, I don't have God Save the King.
Sarah tweets, I hope people who didn't vote for Kamala Harris because they didn't believe a woman could be a strong president are witnessing the true strength and ability to govern being demonstrated by Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and realizing how badly they up. Thank you. Thank you. Trump, yes, Palmer Report said Trump announced that Mexico has agreed to close the border. Mexico responded by announcing it has no plans to close the border. Trump's foreign policy consists of dementia. Oh, my God. She just shut him down.
Yeah.
God, what a crazy idea. Some badass woman of color running your country. Woo, woo, woo. Thank God we didn't do that. That was a snark and a big bowl of bitchy.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. It's Eric tweets, it will never be not be crazy to me that America suffered worse from the pandemic than almost any other country, thanks to one man's incompetence. And then we recovered from the pandemic better than almost anybody, thanks to one man's competence. And then America decided to put the incompetent guy back in charge. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey, you know who's a listener? Rebecca Jones tweeted, I count among my greatest life accomplishments getting Bette Midler to call Matt Gaetz rapey McForehead to her millions of followers. Good times. Hey, Bet! It's mine. Yeah. It started here. Oh, Chris, I saved this one for you because this is gonna hit home for you.
All right.
Adrian tweets, someone I know who complained about the price of eggs a few weeks ago is currently staying club level at the Grand Floridian in Disney World. That's got a sting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Chris is a Disneyite.
Not Disney World.
Havoc tweets, so record-breaking Thanksgiving travel, record-breaking theater box office weekend, highest Black Friday sales in decades, number one economy in the world, strongest economy in 25 years, the price of bananas, though. Congrats, America, you played yourself. One more. CarMax says, reports are saying yesterday's Black Friday sales were record-breaking. We also heard the same thing for Thanksgiving travel. Amazing how quickly the U.S. recovered from we can't afford gas and eggs. Oh, God. Okay, and one last in the resistance with us. Dean Obadala tweets, we are going to take this fight to Trump. There will be no honeymoon for him, no moment of grace, no giving him the benefit of doubt. We will never meet him halfway on his bigotry, sexism, and cruelty. We know who he is. More importantly, we know who we are. Thank you. So, by the way, Leader Jeffries says the bomb threats and swatting incidents made against Democratic lawmakers, their families, and law enforcement personnel were all signed with MAGA. At the conclusion of their message, he adds, House Democrats will not be deterred or intimidated from serving the people by violent threats. Viva la resistance! Let's get him booked for Sexy Liberal D.C. like last time with Glenn. Remember how fantastic they were? January 18th, we're coming. SexyLiberal.com. Very, yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. All right. If you want to watch my love movie with John Fugelsang and his 17 hairstyles to get in the mood. Was sexy liberal.
At least Hal stuck with the hairstyle.
He is committed. This is his, yeah. This is his most commitment I've ever seen.
To this
rock and roll hair.
Yeah.
He is, definitely.
He and his rock and roll hair are very happy together. Yeah. And we wish them well. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe, peace of mind. That's all I can tell you. I had a break-in, as you know, because why? Sometimes I fall asleep really early, and I forgot to turn it on. I'm talking like this. I didn't know. Okay, my point is, if you don't turn it on, okay. But now they have outdoor security. They are always coming up with new things, active outdoor protection. How fantastic is that, right? They can see in advance before someone breaks in, right? If you worry about the safety of your home and family, no better time to act. They're extending their massive Black Friday deal for my listeners. Get 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. It is the home security system. Chris and I use it. Gives us peace of mind. Our home's protected 24/7. Get 50% off today just by calling simplysafe.com/Stephanie. This is your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. You heard me right, 50% off, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. That's simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long-sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must-have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, watching my my old hometown of Buffalo on the TV.
Yeah.
Get yourself some heat holders. I need them out here. I wear them bicycling when I start early in the morning, even in Los Angeles. Yeah. They're like thermostats. You can choose original light or ultralight socks. They make the best thermal socks in the world. But did you know I have a fantastic black knit cap, too?
Oh.
I have a hat.
Nice.
I have gloves. I have a blanket. So soft.
They
make jackets, fleece vests. It's so soft.
So soft.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, everything they make will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Whatever cold you're facing, Heat Holders has got the product for you. And right now, it's Cyber Monday.
Oh.
HeatHolders.com. This week only through today, Cyber Monday, with the code Miller25, 25% off, plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. HeatHolders.com. Don't forget the code is Miller25 to save 25% through today, Cyber Monday. 53 minutes after the hour. Oh, dear. Here we go. We've started another round of Where Are the Bitch Please soundbite.
Oh, bitch, please. Take your line of bullshit down to the corner market and sell it there, because this Five and Dime isn't buying your line today.
The Five and Dime clip is a recording of the telephone conversation where Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum tells Trump that his threatened tariffs will not work to frighten Mexico.
I think that's true.
True. This conversation took place in November 2024, and the audio recording has been in your possession for some time now. Do I have to explain every time more? Blaine from Kansas, the official progressive oil field trash of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Blaine has come the closest.
I think so, too.
Yes, Aaron tweeted, and just like that, Trump will claim credit for the entire last year of Mexico's crackdown on migrants, and millions of people will lap it up. That's what we're in for, is I keep saying the different disinformation is just going to continue. Mm-hmm. They're just going to believe whatever he says, mm-hmm. that everything he does is a victory and anything bad is still Biden's fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be absurd.
That's the salesman in him.
It's going to be absurd. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as I mentioned earlier, says Biden told him to oversee a massive surge of weapons deliveries to Ukraine before his term ends. Good. I say, let's go full dark, Brandon. Yep, 2 months is an eternity in politics, isn't it? Let's start spitballing some things. By the way, Borowitz report says looking for something to be thankful for. Democrats just flipped another House seat in California, making Republican control of Congress even shakier and setting up a return to Democratic control in the 2026 midterms onward. He is with us in the resistance. Thank you. This is a good point. This goes for dogs and cats. Why do we say slept like a baby? Babies wake up every 2 hours crying. I want to sleep like my cat. 14 hours, no responsibilities, yeah. Zero regrets.
Yeah.
Or my dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
I accidentally hit Boots in the head last night.
Oh, no.
I was sleeping.
Cat beater.
I was lying on my back sleeping. She got up on top of me and hit me in the chin. So I'm like, accidentally hit her in the head. I'm like, oh, sorry, Boots. So sorry.
Aww.
But she woke me up.
Claws out or claws in?
Sometimes claws. Last night, sometimes it depends.
Yeah, Bonnie gets a little snarly if you move her by accident. It's like. Okay, James Comer said of President Biden's pardon of Hunter, he claimed that Biden has. He said Biden has liked from start to finish about his family's corrupt influence peddling, and adding that Biden falsely claimed any innocence of wrongdoing, but also lied when he said he would not pardon. Oh, shut up, James Comer. Shut the up. Seriously.
Why can't they all
Biden
shut
crime family, blah, blah, blah. They have proved nothing. They've exactly. been investigating for 11 billion years. Fox News contributor Charlie Hurt encouraged Trump to free all January 6th rioters mm-hmm. following the pardon of Hunter. He was going to do that anyway. He's already said he's going to do
he
it anyway.
Right.
Fox host said, should Trump Charlie now say the January 6th people? Look at them as my children. I'm going to pardon all of them. Yeah, they're exactly like the I hate everyone.
Why would Biden do that when Trump said that he was clearly going to do it?
Yeah, he's already. And by the way, I can't.
I mean, if Biden did it, Trump would be upset that Biden took all of his thunder.
Exactly.
Everything happening is just. The media just took. Because why did you take for granted that, Project 2025 isn't really his agenda? It's because he said it's not. Is any human lied as much as Donald Trump? Of course it's exactly course. Going to be his agenda. All of the stuff that's happening, all these lunatics he's appointing, it's exactly the kind of people he said he was going to appoint.
Did they fall for it?
Okay. Yes, was it about... Trump tweeted, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages? What is the connect? Who have now been in prison for years. Such an abuse and miscarriage of justice, which is what... President Biden, he couldn't even write an original tweet. He had to say what Biden said about miscarriage. Okay. It hasn't even started yet, start for two months yet.
I'd hate to break it to you. It's less than 2 months.
Yeah. Allison Gill next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.